Hey everybody, I'm going to give you an update on some issues with FEMA and potential looting still going on, as well as imposters at checkpoints looking to seize people's donations. All that and a little more here on this episode of Guns and Gadgets. First off, this video is brought to us by CMMG, and the reason I'm doing that up first is because CMMG is a great company. They're here in America, and I'm going to take this sponsorship money, like I did yesterday with Brownell's money, and I'm putting it in the pot. So thank you to CMMG for supporting everything I do and my family. Great people, great tools. Use code GNG10 over there when you're upgrading your tools or buying stuff that you know will run when you need it. Now that that's out of the way, here's the updates that I was going to bring to you that I've been experiencing the last couple days. Sorry, my hands are shaking today. Coffee. So yesterday I put up a bunch of social media stuff where Mr. Guns and Gear got a plane to come over and grab some desperately needed items here that Johnny B was able to purchase and provide so that people can cook for all of these volunteers in Western North Carolina as they're struggling like we are here in East Tennessee. And then Johnny's done a ton. He had a huge fundraiser for Logan and his tree crew. It hit $20,000, and he stopped that for now until further needs are identified. And then our fundraiser here at my PayPal, I have it down below. We are close. We're at just over $18,000 between monies that my viewers have generously donated and the sponsorship money I'm pumping in, as well as money out of my pocket, too. Hopefully this will continue to grow and we can do wonderful things for these people here who have lost everything, everything. Mr. Guns and Gear put out a video yesterday about something that he ran into where as he was on the ground here, he got word that there was a person who was who had a generator at their home, and that generator was running a life-supporting machine for a man in the house, literally keeping his lungs pumping, and they were running out of propane. And immediately the boots on the ground, the volunteers who are here from all over the country trying to help our citizens in need, Americans helping Americans. When the White House and FEMA have failed you and turned their backs on you, Americans are stepping up, and they got that propane to that house to keep this person alive. There's a lot of work being done by many. I can't obviously know all of them and mention all of them, but I'll tell you, I do know that Johnny B, Mr. Guns and Gear are doing a hell of a job, and I'm just trying to do my part. We've done many runs of supplies, filled up my truck numerous times and brought it into affected areas. And I'm going to tell you about who I think you should consider donating to as well. For those who aren't aware, Grindstone Ministries, they're a 501c3, and what sets them apart from every other one that I'm aware of when disasters hit is that my friend TJ Bear Independent, he's the big boss man there, and Jody and Dudley are here on the ground as well. TJ's on his way here today. They don't take a red cent from FEMA. They don't take a red cent from any government. They are here out of their hearts doing the Lord's work and helping Americans when Americans need help. Guys, and that, I'm struggling right now because that's what this is about. Like, this country has come so far from what it was supposed to be. And when times are at their worst for our citizens, they offer to give you a check of $750 here during this hurricane, which is huge compared to Katrina. It's bigger than Katrina was. I'll put in a picture here. Bigger than Katrina was, and people think Katrina was the worst hurricane. This makes it fail in comparison. And I know people in Louisiana lost everything, but the government thinks that they're going to give you a $750 check, and that's it, and have a good day. And you might not even qualify for that, and you lost everything, your house, your loved ones, you know, everything you own is gone like that. And that's where we're coming in. Like, Appalachia, the people here in Appalachia are a freaking different breed, bro. Believe me when I tell you. And there, you know, there's always going to be the naysayers, the trolls in the comments who just don't get it because they're keyboard warriors and would never step out and help people in their time of need, but would want everybody to help them when they're at their lowest. Some people don't get it, man, but there are people here putting themselves out, you know, cutting down fallen trees, like just blasting through with equipment so that we can try to get roads reopened and rebuilt, because some of these communities have lost all roads in and out, and people have been stuck there. This is it's a week almost now. I'm recording this Friday morning. There's just so much going on, guys. So Grindstone Ministries, support them too. They're here, like, I don't know, 13 miles from where I am right now, and I've gone there and delivered stuff already a couple times, and I'm doing it again this morning. I'll have a link down below. It's grindstoneministries.com. Hit the donate button, but go to their website and learn more. They're doing the Lord's work, guys. They really care about us, the people of America, when the government doesn't. And so on to the checkpoints and stuff. I don't have any videos yet, so I'm going to leave that open to you. But I'll tell you what, every time you hear something that's negative, it kind of has turned true in the last few years. It's not really conspiracy theory, but more of a spoiler alert, if you ask me. Yes, there are checkpoints in some areas. I have been lucky. I'm getting stuff through, no problems. And even if I ran into a problem, I am not listening to a single FEMA person. Not doing it at all. I'm going through. Good luck. That's what I'll say, is good luck. But some places have had checkpoints where people are inspecting or even turning away donations. If that happens, I tell you this, go to a private location or a church. Churches are doing the work as well. They know the people in their congregations as well as their surrounding areas who need help, and they are doing great work. My church, we are doing great work too. Redstone Church here in Johnson City, and our seed in Elizabethton, we're doing great work. And Mr. Gunzinger, if you watch this, that's how you say it's Elizabethton. we won't hold it against you, brother. I'm a newbie here, and that was one of the first things they made me learn, was how to say Elizabethton, and it's spelled like Elizabethton, but you say that and they'll poke fun at you. Hey guys, I forgot to say this because I got a little trying to fight back the emotions there, but there are people who are pretending to be government officials who are looking to take your stuff. They're looking to do desperate things in desperate times. At least that's the information I have. Again, until I get video proof of it, I will be skeptical of it. But like I said earlier, everything that, you know, is like a conspiracy theory has turned out to be a spoiler alert. So just be safe if you're out there working, volunteering your time and efforts, or if you're bringing in goods. Use your Second Amendment. Utilize your Second Amendment and stay safe, because people are getting desperate. They're a week now without food and water, and that's typically when your warlords, wannabes, will try to muscle their way in. So back to the video. But we're doing everything we can, and it's because of you, the viewers, the supporters of this channel, who love America more than American government people do. And it's so humbling that I am going to be the vessel to help get your donations to those in need, whether it's items they need, food, clothing, diapers, money for fuel and generators, money for gasoline to run these chainsaws, whatever it is, whatever we can do as a team, I am here to help get it done. And I ask, if you still if you haven't donated yet, please consider it, because we're the ones, the boots on the ground, Americans helping Americans, we're the ones getting it done because of people like you donating. So information is down below for my PayPal as well as Grindstone Ministries. America is in need, and the government's turned its back. This government, just my humble opinion, is worse than King George ever was. It's worse than our forefathers ever thought central government could be. It's time for a change. But thank you for your love. Believe me, the people here, they feel it. When we're giving them goods, they feel it. And they're grateful, more than words can say, more than tears can show. So I appreciate each and every one of you. You know, I love doing the news and the Second Amendment. It's extremely important, but what we're doing right now is more important, because we're keeping America alive. Without Americans, there is no America. So subscribe to the channel if you want to stay in the loop, and I promise I'll bring you Second Amendment news shortly, but I'm focused on doing everything I can with every asset I have to bring help to those in need. Appreciate y'all. Have a great day. Love you.